Are we on? Are we on?
We are on.
Oh.
Battery.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hola. What episode is this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Getting zitty.
Episode something.
Don't know. I really don't know.
Your pants look like they're pretty big on you today. I mean, I like them because they look nice and cozy.
My pants?
Yeah, but they just look like they're like humongous on you.
Oh. I've had these for like years.
I like them though.
I was wearing my real tight underwear yesterday.
She actually wears underwear. I know there's times she doesn't even wear underwear, people.
Well, she does at my knees, but...
I don't want to hear that. She's like 12.
10.
Even worse.
Well,
gross.
So I took a scissors and I cut the waistband.
Oh, I thought she was going to say she cut the scissors and did something else. All right.
Wow.
I thought you were going to cut, you know what, is what I thought you were getting at.
Taking a nap and they were a little too tight. So then I just cut them.
Why didn't you just take them off and put a different pair on?
I could, but I have a bunch of pair like this.
Well, obviously, you're getting the wrong size, so next time you go shopping, get the next size bigger.
But they're really shorts for girls.
So they're like the boy shorts.
I would never wear them as shorts because they're like skin tight.
Are they boy shorts?
What's that?
They're like underpants that come down to like here. You know how my bathing suit looks like? I have them,
yeah.
Them black pants. That's basically boy shorts.
A little longer.
Huh?
They're skinny pants.
Yeah, it's like boy shorts. Yeah.
So I wear them as underwear.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, boy shorts. That's what people do.
I wear them, like, as short shorts.
Well, no.
Outside of my clothes.
I'm sure there are people out there that will, but I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, these are meant to, like, wear under, like, if you have, like, a skirt or something, or gymnastics or something like that.
Yeah. They feel skinny.
They're nice. I like them. They do kind of tuck in the fat, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about, Sarah.
Okay. I only have so much on my list. I've been kind of sickish this week again, so I'm just been relaxing, not really thinking of stuff.
You're on sitcom called Sickish. Because now they got...
Blackish?
To watch it. Well, not Blackish, but the... spinoff of my
Fish on the Boat.
Mixish.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
I watched the first episode.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Fresh Off the Boat at first.
No, I started watching that show, and now I got 3 episodes left in the whole series.
What show?
Fresh Off the Boat?
I don't really care for it. I saw a couple episodes of it, and...
The oldest boy, Eddie, reminds me of Zach.
Oh, really?
He's like a Chinese bat. My nephew. He's a big kid. Big head. Big kid. Like, Zach has a big head. I don't know. Maybe his head shrunk because I haven't seen him since April or May. But he's always had a big head. And been a big kid.
Speaking of shows,
yeah.
I was telling Tanya today that I actually watched. I've been watching This Is Us.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like on season 2, season 3, Kate's Wedding. I just finished watching that. But it's like I was also telling Tal that I'm fast forwarding a lot with these flashback scenes of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because every scene that the parent is in without the kids, they're basically making out. So it's like I'm constantly fast forwarding through that. It's like I just want to know what's going on with everything. A lot of the stuff is kind of background. I mean, some of it's important.
Right.
But, I mean, most of it, so I just fast-forward it. But otherwise, it's all right. It's very addicting. So even if I don't want to watch it, I find myself watching it because, well, nothing else is on, so it's like I have to watch it.
There's a whole season and a half maybe, where it's just like, how did Jack die?
Yeah. Well, my question is that I'm wondering now because, you know, the new season came out the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What season is that? 4 or 5?
before.
Okay. So, and I accidentally hit the wrong button on Hulu. So this new season popped up, and I'm just like, wait a second here. Totally, I don't want to give it away to anyone who didn't watch it yet. But not what I was expecting whatsoever. But I was thinking to myself, this show could only go so far. Because it's like all these lives of everybody.
Right.
There's only so much you can talk about. People. So that's why you need to add more people to the series.
And they've added two this season.
Which is what they're adding. Yes. Yeah.
And I want Hugh Laurie.
With the beard. And the negative, and the negative attitude. Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but Omar Epps is in there, though. And Omar Epps is cute.
Yeah, he was on another show I was watching, Shooters, with Ryan Phillippe. I've always had a crush on him.
He was cute, but he's like, I don't know, I guess he's a jerk. But that's what you read in, you know, magazines and stuff.
Well, I found a very good show, and I passed it on to people, and they binge-watched it, too. Some of them finished before me, even. And I just started watching it. It was on Amazon Prime one night, and it has Patrick Dempsey.
Mm.
And so I thought I'd give it a try, and it was fantastic. I think it's 10 episodes.
What is it called?
The name is a little weird. The Truth About the Harry Hubert Affair.
I see, that's the thing. It's like, if I would have seen that just like flipping through.
Right.
I would totally pass it because the title looks stupid or the cover looks stupid.
Like, I saw Patrick Dempsey on the cover thing.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on it. That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good.
Huh.
And Grey's just premiered last night, but he hasn't been on that for years.
Who?
Patrick Dempsey.
What's the TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
It's been on forever.
I thought you said Rage. I'm like, what's Rage? Okay.
You know, and it is on Amazon, I believe.
Oh, another one?
I haven't watched it all, but Patrick Dempsey, before Grey's and all that, he played JFK.
No, he
a little miniseries.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're on Amazon.
I wonder what ones.
I think I started to watch part of one once and never finished it.
Hmm. Huh. I have to take a look into that because
he played JFK like a younger version, like when he was in the Navy and all that. I think coming up in life.
But his hair is too dark to even have that role unless he dyed it.
I don't know. He's much younger. That's all I know. Sarah.
Tanya.
Eddie Money.
Yes.
70 years old. I didn't really know who he was until the last year and a half when I started watching his and his family's reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And next season they're going to have, he goes to the doctor, he's not feeling good. And he wrote 2 Tickets to Paradise, saying that, and now he's dead.
Yeah, I saw him, my favorite song, one of my all-time favorite songs in general is Take Me Home Tonight. And I went to the Catfish races, oh my gosh, I don't know how many years ago, but it was the Catfish races when it was like raining outside, like pouring outside.
Yeah.
Susan was with me, and I ran into my old landlord from Mitchell Drive, remember the one that we thought was cute and we kept dancing from the window for? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ran into him, and he told me he wanted me to move back there. But anyway, that was where he was at that concert, Eddie Money, mm-hmm. and his daughter was actually singing the backup,
mm-hmm.
and she did phenomenal, and he was phenomenal. I mean, it was a good show.
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know, that I was able to see him in person. Don't know a lot of his songs. I only know a couple of his songs, but, you know, the whole set was just good, and I was never a fan of his reality show because I don't really watch reality TV, but yeah, and I just didn't want to see it because I'm just like, yeah, this is, yeah. But, yeah, sad.
He didn't really age well. And
no, he didn't.
No, he looked old. But,
Well, he was like, how old was he?
70.
70, yeah.
He had esophageal cancer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quick. So, that's sad.
Yeah, because he just died. He just announced it.
Yeah.
And then it's like a couple weeks later, bam.
Yeah.
It was a shock. And then, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to move on to other people that died.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh.
Because you might have him on there.
Rick Ozarek.
Ozarek? Or whatever.
Ozarek, 75, mm-hmm. of the Cars, the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the Cars thing? I don't know.
Sorry, I'm eating a licorice. Lots of good music. I grew up on the Cars. Grew up with the Cars. Loved the Cars. Still love the Cars. Richie's a big fan of the Cars, too. My best friend's girlfriend. My best friend's girlfriend tonight. I can hear the songs in my head. I can't think of anything right now. If you hear their songs, you would know who they are. Yeah, I mean, you would be like, oh, yeah, that's it. But only song coming out to me right now, the two songs. But they're a really good band, and they actually lost one of the other lead guitar, one of the other lead vocals and lead guitarist not too long ago as well. He was a guy with the long shoulder length hair. And now Rick. Rick was, oh, Magic, when he's walking around the pool. Ever see that video on MTV? He's walking around the pool. It's a big guy with kind of like black hair, sunglasses, very skinny. He's walking around a pool and he's singing Magic. Seriously, you should really look him up or look up the Cars. And here, actually, let me just do this. I wish my Alexa was here right now, but it's not. Okay, just go on what you got to do.
Okay.
I'll figure this out.
Mallory Harper, 80. She,
what? No.
Mary Tyler Marshall. She had lung and brain cancer.
Valerie Harper.
Her family died from that. She was diagnosed several years ago. And finally, it took her out.
Wait a second. I did not hear about this.
Yeah. This was a couple weeks ago. Right?
I knew that she was sick.
Yeah, she's been sick for years.
She, oh, never mind. Valerie Harper. I'm thinking about Valerie Bertinelli.
I'm mixing them up. Which one was on, wasn't one of them on Hot in Cleveland?
I'm looking them up now because I'm getting confused too, because one of them married Led Zeppelin, Van Halen. And then I think it was Valerie Bertinelli. The other one played on the Hogan Family with Jason Bateman.
Right.
Her name was Valerie Harper?
Yes. Valerie Harper.
Valerie Harper.
She's most famous for Mary Tyler Moore Show. And Mary Tyler Moore just passed away not that long ago, a year ago. After having diabetes complications and going blind.
Okay, so this is not the Valerie Harper that married. Valerie Bertinelli married the guy from Van Halen. This lady, Valerie Harper. Yeah, I know that. I know that Mary Tyler Moore. She played Rhoda. I recognize her. Yeah, she was on Mary Tyler Moore, then she was on Rhonda, the Dancing in the Stars. She was on the Hogan Family. So, before the aunt came.
Yeah, because they kind of killed the mom off.
Yeah, she was the mom. She was the mom. Yeah. She also played in Blame It to Rio, Mary and Rhonda. Yeah, do you want to see a picture of her?
No.
Okay.
Felicity Huffman. She got a whopping 14 days in prison, Sarah.
Don't even get me started on that. I am just so sick of this whole thing. It's like if it was anyone else, they would be getting years. They are getting years. Look at that one person that did something. They got 14 years for doing almost the same exact thing. And just because she's a celebrity.
And poor. And a man, probably. They would go away for years.
It's not right. It's not right at all. And, only 14 days or whatever that is. That's a bunch of bull. And then I'm so sick of seeing that one chick who I never could stand to begin with. Yeah, Lori Loughran, whatever her name is.
Lori.
Could not stand her to begin with. Now they're like, oh, well, wonder how many times she's going to be getting blah, 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 blah. It's like
they slap on the wrist.
You know, it's like they have money. And a lot of them is like, oh, I just want them to be able to get accepted. Well, everybody wants their kids to get accepted. You don't see everyone else doing stuff like that.
Yes, see. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to get accepted there.
Yeah.
Your kids they have tutors, they have this, they have that. At their disposal.
But they have to.
You have to get in and make that.
But they have to do it, you know?
Right.
It's like.
Maybe they didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Besides the party or do whatever they're doing.
Okay, here, this is one. This is my best friend's girlfriend from the Cars. This is my favorite song from them. This played at my wedding.
This is a little bit of a song. Check it out.
Think I care?
Okay. This reminds me of Jessie's girl. I just figured out recently that Jessie is not the girl's name.
Huh?
I just figured out recently that Jessie is not the girl's name in that song.
Oh, here's another one. Okay, I'll stop now. What about Jessie?
Jessie's girl?
Yeah.
Best friend girl, whatever. Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Not Springfield. Springfield.
Whatever. Rick Springfield, yeah.
Yes, Rick. I mean. Okay,
she rolled her eyes at me when I played the second song. So I just got them rolling my eyes at her when she's sitting there because she can't figure out what she wants to say.
I kept butchering your name because I mixed them up with Bruce. Okay, right. That's wrong. Springsteen. I keep mixing.
Just get with it. Okay, come on.
But his song, Jesse's Girl.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, yeah.
Jesse was the girl's name.
No. Like, I wish I had Jesse's girl. His friend is Jesse. Oh, my gosh.
It's like SpongeBob. I just figured out not that long ago that he's a sponge.
She's a little slow.
I don't think it is sick. What do you think of Miley and Liam divorcing already?
I saw that coming. I can't, I didn't see it lasting. Yeah, granted they were together for how many years, but off and on.
Right.
And with them just being so young and he basically is starting his career, I just didn't see it happening. I mean, it came on so fast, I don't see it. I never saw it really lasting. I mean, I thought it would last longer than what it did. Well, I didn't hear about their house, but maybe I did because something about, like, an animal or something.
Yeah, some animals. And, I don't know. There's been rumors she's with a girl. And
I heard that.
And he parties and does drugs and blah, blah, blah.
But, like, you didn't know that stuff before you married the person. That's what I don't understand.
Exactly.
You live with the person. That's how you know. You mean to tell me that them two didn't live together before they got married?
Even if you don't live together, you would know.
You would think. You would think. Oh.
Sad.
How about
Liam? I think he's cute. He's a good actor.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Brother?
Yeah.
Well, there's three brothers.
Yeah.
And they're all doing well.
And I used to like Miley. Then she got, like, all crazy. Then she seemed like to kind of tame down again. And I'm like, okay, well, you're going to tame down, try to get yourself more mature. You're going to get married, you know, and then they get a divorce. And it's like, okay.
Like the bees and his new wife.
The beaver? Leave it to Beaver?
Yeah, they bought one.
I thought you were talking about Leave It to Beaver. I thought you said Beaver. Yeah, I don't hear too much about them. Whatever. Are they still together?
Entertainment Tonight, like every night.
Are they still together?
They're still together.
That's shocking. I never saw that. I didn't think they were still together. Them two both look like they don't take showers.
Yes.
Big time. And I'm sorry. I know you like him. Colin Farrell. He's cute, but he does not, his hair is always greasy, always looks dirty. And every time I see Justin, is that his name?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber. I think of Colin Farrell right away because he doesn't wash his hair. Same thing with Leonardo DiCaprio. He doesn't really wash his hair either. He doesn't look like it, at least. I'm not saying they don't. It doesn't look like it.
Maybe they need a shampoo endorsement.
I don't know. How about the Kardashians?
What about them?
How Kim and Kanye brought a cabin in Wyoming.
I didn't hear about that.
No? They're doing it as a little vacation spot. And Kim really loves it there, but there's no sign they don't want to move there permanently right now. They just want to go and visit there on weekends and in summer. But they really pissed off the people that live in Wyoming because what was it? Some kind of animal. They were on their 4x4 or their truck, whatever it was. It was someone, and they were chasing an animal, and they were close enough to the animal, and the animal was getting scared. And you can hear Kim saying, "Slow down, you're scaring the animal," but he wouldn't. They had footage of it, but I couldn't. I didn't want to watch the video because I can't stand watching that kind of stuff to animals, so I didn't watch it. But so I don't know how close it was. I mean, they weren't doing nothing physical to him.
Right.
Just scaring them mentally, and I guess a lot of people are there pissed off because they did it. They're like, you don't have the right to do it. I don't care who you are.
They're pissed too that they're there, and the amount of attention that area's getting, and there's paparazzi everywhere, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And just chaos.
And bodyguards.
And a nice little town.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he started a church.
Yep.
It's not about religious.
He actually just got into it with someone this past weekend about church, at his church. Some kind of yelling match or something, some dude.
The outdoor thing about love or something. And I mean, fucking Woodstock.
That guy is, like you were saying earlier, is so messed up. He's so into himself. And I just can't stand him. And I'm really shocked that them two have been married for this long.
Me too.
I did not see them even getting married and being together for this long. Yeah. And they all their names are fucked up.
Yeah. So pet peeves, Sarah. I actually have one this week.
Ooh. What is it?
Now, you and I, we have terrible mouths. We're together.
No, we don't.
We have potty mouths sometimes. But swearing in public, I'm hearing it more and more from these young people.
Yeah.
So rude, and there's children around.
Very disrespectful.
As I've seen Vincent, what if they think I was there and heard people swearing?
Yeah.
And the one person is like right next to me, and they're like, hey, let's buy these fucking pillows. These fucking pillows are great. Like, and I'm going to touch you. And we're walking in the parking lot, and they're walking in too. And he's like, stop grabbing me in the balls. It's really loud and obnoxious.
Were they young kids?
Not young.
No, but younger than us.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's disrespectful. My pet peeve, I was actually messaging Casey the other day, and we were talking about how stupid people are. I probably mentioned this on the, mentioned this a long time ago. But I was just telling Casey, I'm like, yeah, it's like people need a written invitation to drive. They need to know when to go, when to do this, when to do that, because everyone's stuck on stupid. And it's, I don't get it. But anyway, my pet peeve, I would have to say, is that, no offense, the younger generation.
Oh, yeah.
Not everyone, but a lot of them, like you're saying, they are so immature. They swear in public. They touch each other in public. They don't care. They have, like, lack of respect for everybody and everything. That is very true. They don't have social skills. And the only social skills they have is basically anime.
Crap.
Anime or games. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but that's one of my pet peeves. We're not perfect either, but yeah.
Super Bowl performers were announced. Not a surprise. It's in Miami this year.
Who is it?
J-Lo.
What?
And Shakira.
What? Oh, shh.
Nah. I keep going for that. Dancing crap.
Why can't they have someone good on it? Just for once.
Talent.
No. No talent. And you know what? I can be on in my car listening to the radio. And I hear all this other music on these channels. All these channels to choose from. Nothing good is on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And the stuff that is good, they don't play it.
Right.
And that reminds me of with the Super Bowl. It's like everyone that's good is not on it.
Yep.
They make it for, they make it more towards a younger audience, you know, who's into this pop shit. Older generations don't care for it. They want to hear and see someone good.
Not impressed. Wasn't expecting much though. And how it's going.
Yeah.
And what they take.
Mm-hmm.
Your Maroon 5. Come
on. I have no idea. They suck, too.
Beyonce, come on. So, I'll be watching that, probably. Or I'll just be watching it to make fun of it.
Yeah. I'll be watching it, but, yeah, like you said, making fun of it or doing something else that time.
I forgot what else I was going to say. I was at Head Crowd a couple times lately,
mm-hmm.
And both times, there's a guy sitting there with a chair photographing what I think is spiders.
Oh, you gotta tell him about the spiders. What you think is spiders.
He was photographing spiders, I believe.
Oh, what you think is spiders.
Yes.
Madison, get out of her shoes, boo.
And he knew what kind of spiders these were.
Why? Why?
He'd come to my house, they're all freaking over these big fat ones.
Oh.
I move them, I kill them. I took the hot tub this week, power washed the top, inside and out. Because these spiders live on it and lay their eggs.
Oh.
Because it's hot, I guess. And then I sprayed it with poison. In the middle, because all these babies are running out. Yeah, Sarah hates spiders. She will kill herself with chemicals in order to kill spiders.
I told Tanya that I'm not going back to her house until she has that spider problem taken care of. She will literally send me pictures of spiders. Or she will message me. I got all these spiders outside, or I killed another spider today. Spider was really big. It's like, dude, don't tell me that. But yet, they all make fun of me at Highcliff, and here, what comes around, what goes around, comes around right here.
They don't bother me as much.
Obviously, they do, because you keep messaging me about it.
I know it freaks you out. I don't want to really kill them. I've been moving them. Because...
Are you touching them?
No, I have, like, a net.
Why would you want to save them?
Because they're killing the mosquitoes.
They're not doing nothing except sitting there and pretending they're dead.
They kill mosquitoes.
I haven't seen one kill a mosquito.
Especially as fat as these suckers are. They're eating very well.
Mm-mm.
And their webs are huge.
Ugh. I went to Vagabond stay with my parents.
I thought you were going to say Vegas.
No. Vagabond with my parents is a local hat shop here. And they're actually closing. But anyway, we went there and we're looking. My dad's looking at something and me and my mom's kind of standing over by him. And next thing I know, they have, you know, hardware floor or something. I see this thing crawling on the floor, kind of like not that far from me. And I'm like, in the corner of my eye, I'm like, what's that? So I looked again. It was a big old-ass spider. And it was just crawling. And I'm like, ew, that's a spider. And my mom's like, that's a big spider. And I'm like, I know. It was just disgusting. But I didn't kill it because it's not my place to kill it because it's not my store. But if that sucker... If that sucker was in my house or by a building that I was going to be sleeping in or outside, it would have been dead.
You're racist.
Oh, and you know, speaking of spiders, oh my gosh. Okay, so it was last week. I'm on a spider patrol now on my car. I was driving home one day, and... I kind of managed to go, it was a good song that came on. I worked until like 8 o'clock, so it was about 8:30 or so. Good song was on the radio, so I kind of took the long way around the block to come home. And the next thing I know, I see this thing crawling up on my window, my windshield, and it was a spider. And I'm like, ooh. And I'm looking, that motherfucker was inside. So, good thing I have my little, you know, Bluetooth player thing in the car, so I smooshed it on the window, all right? So, okay, whatever. I come home, no big deal. The next day, I'm coming home from work again, and in my driveway, we had, like, this tree that was kind of... crossing the driveway itself, it needed to be cut down. Mm-hmm. Well, they finally did cut it down, but this was before they cut it down. Or trimmed it, I should say. I touched it with my car. Next thing I touched it, I saw this motherfucking spider on my windshield. It was outside this time, though. And then, was it last week Friday or last week Saturday? I'm getting out of my car, and I'm outside with Richie, because we just got out of the car, and I'm looking, and there was a spider inside my wheel thing, you know where your wheel is in your car, and you have like that space? There's a spider kind of like right in the middle there. So now, before I go to my car, I inspect it. I inspect where the wheels are. I inspect the top, as much as I can see from the top. The back, the sides, the front. I check everywhere because I don't want no bugs, no spiders coming in when I'm driving. Can you just imagine what would have happened?
Your window shut?
If I wasn't driving. Yeah. But I mean, so they come in. They go zoom. And they're like there. But I mean, it's been nice outside, so I don't want to keep my air on all the time. I want my window down. There's no reason why I can't roll my window down without some motherfucker coming inside my car trying to irritate me and disgust me.
Freaking funny. You're about Demi Moore. She's everywhere right now.
She's a has-been.
I put a request in to get her book at the library.
What's so interesting about her?
I don't know. What?
Well, obviously, you think something's interesting. You want her book.
Well, she's talking about her relationship with Ashton.
I was reading about that yesterday.
Really sounds shitty. Because he cheated on her, and they had threesomes or something, and...
They had what?
Threesomes.
I heard it was an open marriage.
She was 6 months pregnant with his baby, and miscarried. And that's where her drinking started. And drug use. just partying with her daughter and had a seizure.
Wow.
And she saw a tabloid that Astrid cheated with this girl, and this girl was coming out to talk about it in the choir or whatever. She just knew it was true right away. And just, you know, that's what happens when you're with a man that's more your daughter's age than you, I guess.
That lady's been through a lot, though.
She has. It sounds like she has a hard, hard childhood. And, so.
She always looked rough. Yeah.
I just watched Post recently. Because I watched this Patrick Swayze special.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to watch Ghost again. So I got it. And I'm like, well, that's good as I remember.
She looks a lot better with long hair.
Yeah, I remember when G.I. Jane came out.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that.
But Ashton now has two children with his wife.
I'm surprised they're even together.
Well, Ashton has a twin, you know this?
Yes.
Is that like CP?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So weird.
Yeah. I mean... him and Misa were boyfriend and girlfriend on that 70s show.
Right. I've never watched that, but yeah. They've known each other a long, long time.
Yeah. But she was with Macaulay Culkin for like 7 years or plus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then he was with other people. And then, you know, they just happened to meet up, whatever, and bam.
I remember when he dated Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was up there coming.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I could see them two together because they do know, they have known each other for so long, but at the same time, I don't really care for her, so it makes me not really like him. Otherwise, I think he's all right by himself. I like watching 2.5 Men with him.
He's thriving. I never saw
him. I liked watching that thing on MTV, too.
For a while.
Yeah.
And then it kind of dwindled.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but.
Interesting.
But we're going to go to movies. It's football season. Cowboys are 3-0. And we're going to do football movies. On top pick. Sarah's just looking them up now.
No, I did that earlier before the podcast. Okay. I only have three.
I have. Or my favorite.
Okay. What's your first one?
The Program, 1993. A college football program.
Never saw it or heard of it.
Very good. I own it.
Hmm. I have Radio.
Forgot about that one.
So did I until I... Yep, until I looked it up. Yep, I forgot about that one.
Number two, one of a classic. Rudy. Up from 1993.
You know, I never really cared for that movie.
I became a Notre Dame football fan because of that movie.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it was just because it was just too much publicity or something. But, I mean, it was a good movie. It was an all right movie, but...
You don't have cable, but...
Never.
Yeah, KFC commercial now.
Oh, yes.
It's like, Rudy, the next generation. And he's dressed as Colonel Sanders. Talking like
interesting. You know that he is. Who is he? Mary Tyler Moore's.
Not Mary. She just died recently. Like within the last couple of years. She had terrible depression. She was an actress.
Yeah. So it's not the lady from Mama's Family, is it?
Mary Tyler Moore, no.
What's his real name again?
Aston
something. Austin. Ashton Austin?
I grew up watching him.
He was good in what? What was he on? Lord of the Rings or something like that?
I never watched those.
Oh, I put down.
I watched the first one a couple times. I've seen all the Hobbits in the theater.
I mean, he's a good actor. I just didn't really care for the movie, really. Let me see here. Sean Astin is his name. And. Yeah. And, come on.
His brother was in Facts of Life when George was on there.
Really?
Yep, Mackenzie something.
I don't even see him on here. Come on. I just want to look at...
Daddy Dukes.
That's it. Thank you. That's it. It would have taken me forever to look for it. Yeah, Patty Duke. Yeah, that's his mom.
Yeah. He didn't know who his dad was for sure.
I remember watching a Patty Duke show.
I know.
Identical cousins. The Patty Duke show. It's like me and Casey. Basically, they talk alike, they look alike, and sometimes they even sound alike. They're a perfect pair. They're cousins. Something, something. Yeah. Anyway, I have draft day.
Draft day? Have you seen draft day?
Yes.
I saw that theater, and I went to it recently. Is it like Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Cute movie.
Why would I write that down if I didn't like it?
I thought maybe you didn't even see it.
Hmm.
I took Lynn to it
because
she's a Browns fan.
I actually loved that movie. I don't know who I saw it with, but I just couldn't get like enough of that movie. I just loved that movie.
I watched it the last 2 months. Again.
Yeah.
I think it's alright. My third. Varsity Blues, 1999.
Never saw that movie.
The what?
It was too much publicity again. Oh. Just didn't want to watch it.
James Vanderbeek, hubba hubba. This is the first movie where I saw, what's his name? He got killed. Juan Fall, beautiful.
Oh, the guy. From.
Horror movies?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. He's also in Clueless. No. He was in that thing, She's All That.
Was he? Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, yep.
That's the first.
I didn't know he was in Varsity Blues.
And I was like, oh my God.
I thought for sure he would have been saying Blindsided by now.
He is gorgeous.
Yep. Anyway. Leatherheads.
With George Clooney? I didn't care for that.
No?
I do like the other guy in it, too. From The Office.
I don't know
his name, and he was in Quiet Places with his real wife.
I don't know.
He was the other main character. I put Lea Marshall. He's out of the six. Matthew McConaughey is in that, and not Scott Wolf. The other guy from Party of Five.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Good movie. Theater, Christmas, 2006. Oh, this one I just bought recently, like within a year or two, because I love this movie. I made Mason watch it. 1994, Little Giants.
I forgot about that movie.
And it had, like, John Madden in it, and Emma Smith, and all these guys from back in the day who were players at the time. And it was Al Bundy was the guy, and the other guy was from that nerd movie.
That was a good movie. I forgot about that movie.
Such a cute movie. Oh, and then I follow him on Twitter.
Who, John Madden? Who?
Devin. Sawa or whatever.
Devin Sawa?
Yeah,
I saw. Ooh, yeah.
I thought he was a hottie back in the day.
He's really not that hot now, but back in the day, he was.
Yeah, I just watched recently again, Now and Then.
I saw that. Yes, I was watching that. Yeah.
I think that's a good movie.
It's an alright movie.
I like the flashback.
I was getting confused on who was who.
Right.
They were doing a flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like going back to that era, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and Alyssa watched My Girl this summer. She had never seen it.
Oh my gosh. Some kids are deprived.
Okay, era.
I haven't seen My Girl for a very, very long time.
I have some honorable mentions here.
Okay.
Blindside, 2009, Sandra Bullock. Necessary Roughness, 1991.
Bless you. Want medicine? The mama knows about medicine. Well, no wonder why you got your nose in her freaking shoe. That's why she's sneezing.
Invincible with Marky Mark, 2006. And that's all I have. Want to watch a really good football show?
Watch
Friday Night Lights.
I never saw that either.
But the actual show is fantastic. And it's got Kyle Chandler in it. And I am like, Google over Kyle Chandler. I'm missing out. Doesn't even watch it.
What movie? What show? Friday Night Lights, the TV show?
Mm-hmm. But it's about 5 seasons. What?
Oh my gosh, it's a phone ringing.
I don't know who's calling
me. Not the mothership?
Nope. My phone rings all day, actually. I don't answer it.
Friday Night Lights cast. Taylor Kish? Tim? Tim Riggins?
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yes? Yeah, he is pretty cute, isn't he?
Yes. That's in his clothes. That's in his clothes.
It doesn't say what position he is.
No.
It just says catch. Oh, Kyle Chandler. Not Taylor Kish. Okay. He reminds me of that one dude from American Idol. He's ugly. Yes, he reminds me of Simon.
He's gorgeous.
No, he looks like that Simon Cordell guy, whatever his name is. No.
There's a series on Netflix.
No way.
Ran 3 seasons.
He's in between that Simon Cordell guy and Seth Green. No, is it Seth Green? Not Seth Green. The guy that does all that amateur cartoon stuff. That's McFarlane.
McFarlane?
Yeah. That's who he looks like.
Oh, my God, girl.
So what do you want to do for next week, next time? What,
I'm going to have sex on a camel.
Good luck with that. With the thing.
This time, so maybe you should pick.
Is my turn to pick? Let's see here. So... Well, next time we do this is going to be right after Halloween. So we should probably pick scariest movies.
That would be fantastic. Guess what I was thinking?
What?
You're going to be laid up.
Yeah, I'm going to be having surgery for 2 weeks.
So I could come take care of you
be out
for a while. Give your family a break.
Okay.
Because we'll need it. And...
Well, I am going to take that. I'm going to find that Christmas bell.
Are you going to get a bell?
I'm going to use that Christmas bell.
Ding, ding. It'll be like 2 feet away. Ding, ding. And we could do some episodes, and we're going to call it, because we're saving them, Spank Bank.
Spank Bank.
We're going to...
Why is it called Spank?
We're going to have a Spank Bank of episodes. Because we're going to be saving them.
But why are we saying spank?
It'll be like our spank bank.
Well, why are we saying spank?
I think it sounds cool.
Why are we saying spank?
Spank bank. It's like one word. Spank bank.
Okay.
Say it really fast.
A spank bank. Okay. Yeah, because what we plan on doing is doing a couple episodes when I'm... here, not doing anything. That way we have them and we'll just save them up for...
And a spank bank.
Safe for spank bank.
She's rolling her eyes. I thought of this one night and I thought it was genius.
Were you drinking that night?
No. I was probably trying to sleep.
Spank bank.
I do have some episodes of The Police Were Called.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Let me get mine.
Okay.
I forgot about them.
I
knew we were forgetting something. I have a couple. I don't know how many I have. I just got to find them first. Here's my screenshots.
I do that, too. Bank stink. Oktoberfest tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
And I bought a frame, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did buy a frame.
That's all.
That was not, no, what kind of press was that supposed to be? German. Oh, yeah, I got something. I was supposed to get the German cake, and it wasn't even German cake. I don't know what the hell it was. All right, so I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first. All right. Disturbance at a bar in downtown Appleton. Two people were upset that they were asked to leave. Bartender reported to have been very rude. And the police were called.
Travelers in Appleton. Two females. I didn't put anything else here, but I think it said hitting each other in the parking lot.
And the police were called. All right. I know there's more, so set me... Where'd they go? Oh, my gosh.
And your spank bank.
I got it from my spank bank here. Usually, they're like... Okay. So, this is like some insurance parking lot here, some insurance place parking lot. A guy in the dumpster, and he's trying to take things. And the police were called.
Winnebago County. A bar doesn't count on the loose.
The police were called. Blue Mound Court. A smell of marijuana. Someone get the Febreze. Police are on their way.
And
police were called.
Appleton. Older white and black dog with a shirt on is walking around the neighborhood.
And the police were called. I saw that and I was so confused. I'm like, what the heck?
Once Ivan ran away with his little sweater on. Football sweater.
Yeah, that's all I have. I don't have any more.
Lawrence University. People stuck in the elevator.
And the called.
I don't know where this one is, but fire alarm is going off. Sleeping person found inside. Burnt food.
And the police were called. Good girl.
And the last one, Jones Park, which just reopened after 3 years of construction. Okay. So at Jones Park, a bunch of people are drinking.
And the police were called.
Yes, Sarah, do you have anything else?
No. Not that I could do whatever know about right now.
Pull your eyes at me. Weird.
Well, people, this is, I don't know what episode.
We don't know. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We should really figure out what episode number this is.
106 or 107. Not sure.
I don't know. You mean 0106 or 107?
This is my best James Dean voice. 0106.
Doesn't mean sound like James Dean. It sounds more like a broadcaster on a radio, like a radio announcer.
Ryan Seacrest. 0106.
But you gotta add this into it.
The paw?
He's a little bit of a fairy boy.
No, he's not.
He looks like he's a fairy boy.
Just doesn't wear socks.
I don't care. He looks and acts like a fairy boy. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
His girlfriend just moved back in.
It doesn't matter if he has a girlfriend. It could just all be for whatever show.
Could be.
You have the hats for him? She does. So that's why he's metrosexual, and that's why she's defending him right now.
I like his...
What, because he's in everything?
Yeah.
Because he's an announcer for everything?
But he started out as nothing. Radio.
He should have stayed on radio.
So should you.
Thank you. I didn't even go to radio yet, but I should stay on radio, so that's, I take that as a compliment. Anywho.
We gotta go.
All right. Peace. Word. Word to your mother.
Eat your kids.
Eat your kids.
Eat your kids Halloween candy.
Make sure to check for anything.
Razor blades.
And poison.
And stuff.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, and we'll come back to you.
You're a good parent either way.
We'll come back to you when I'm taking my recovery.
Taking your recovery?
On my recovery.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.